Three IDF soldiers killed by Hamas rockets at border crossing. Biden demanded Israel open. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 5, 2024. Three Israel Defense Forces, IDF, soldiers were left dead after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets toward the Kerem Shalom border, which is used as the entry point for humanitarian aid into Gaza, from the city of Rafah. Hamas, a U.S.-designated Islamic terror group, claimed responsibility for firing 14 rockets on Sunday, which not only left three IDF soldiers dead, but at least 10 people injured, according to the Jerusalem Post. Soroka Medical Center in Beersheba said 10 people who had been injured from the attack came to the hospital, with three in serious condition, two who were in moderate condition, and five who had experienced light injuries. The soldiers were identified as Staff Sergeant Reuben Mark Mordecai Asseline, 19, and Staff Sergeant Ido Testa, 19, and Staff Sergeant Tal Shavit, 21. Asseline and Testa had served with the 424th Infantry Battalion in the 84th Givati Brigade, while Shavit had served in the 931st Infantry Battalion with the 933rd Nahal Brigade. In response to the attack, the IDF issued a statement. Earlier today, Sunday, approximately 10 projectiles were fired from the area adjacent to the Rafah crossing toward the area of Kerem Shalom. Shortly after, IDF fighter jets struck the launcher from which the projectiles were fired. In addition, IDF fighter jets struck a military structure located in the area of the launcher. The launches carried out by Hamas adjacent to the Rafah crossing, located approximately 350 meters from civilian shelters, are a clear example of the terrorist organization's systematic exploitation of humanitarian facilities and spaces, and their continued use of the Gazan civilian population as human shields. The Kerem Shalom border crossing was reopened in order for humanitarian aid to reach the people of Gaza after President Joe Biden and his administration kept urging Israel to reopen it. Hamas has previously attacked the crossing in 2021 during another conflict with Israel, risking the flow of humanitarian aid to civilians living in the Gaza Strip. In response to Hamas attack, Israel closed its border, which is the main point of entry for humanitarian aid into Gaza.